These are the biggest mistakes that sales leaders make. And at the end of this video, I'm gonna share with you the advice that I wish I got when I got started in sales management for the very first time. Now, whether you're a sales leader being an owner, running a small team, a sales manager in charge of sales for the entire company, or a team leader, oftentimes a high-producing sales rep who's taken the new recruits under your wings, your role is simple, but it is not easy. It's simple because what you need to do is coach each and every person to reach their fullest sales potential. Because roofing sales truly is personal development in disguise. But we have to balance ourselves, we have to balance running the entire team, we have to balance individual personalities and coaching each person to reach their biggest potential. We often struggle with questions like, how do I keep my team motivated? How do I make sure they're hitting quota? What do I do when people get complacent? Now, I'm gonna be covering all of this and more in this upcoming video. You're about to watch an excerpt from a live training event that I ran, and at lunch, someone asked, hey, what were the biggest mistakes that you made as a sales manager? And what advice would you give me to be as successful as humanly possible? And that is exactly what we are about to cover. So let's get started. As a sales manager, what is my advice on the mistakes I made and what can we do to help you guys lead better? You will get, as a sales manager, the behavior that you accept. And I would write that down. You will get the behavior that you accept. If your team is underperforming, that's your fault because you're allowing it. By the way, I'm not you-ing you as an individual. This is a collective you. You will get the behavior that you accept, tolerate, and allow. And it will never increase from that point. So if your bar is set to accept, tolerate, and allow people to show up late, not work on Saturdays, be lazy, turn in one deal every couple weeks, if you accept and tolerate that, it will happen. And it will create a culture of not high performers. When you raise the bar and you don't accept anything less than that, naturally the tide will raise with it. So my team currently, I have A players and aspiring A players. Actually, I can confidently say now I have all A players. On my next hire, I will have an aspiring A player because they're not an A player yet. I do not tolerate anything under that. I let someone go on my team recently, not because they didn't do good work. They did, but it wasn't A player. It was good work, but it wasn't great work. Why would I settle for good when I could have great talent on the team? So I let them go, and I use that as an example. I told the team, I said, hey guys, I let this person go because they're not an A player. And we're all A players and we have a culture here where we're all getting better every day. It's not just about sales. It's not just about making money. It's about having meaning in what we do, being flexible, having psychological flexibility, and developing new skill sets. And if we're not all in on this, because everyone needs to be on the boat rowing in the same direction. And if I have someone that's not rowing in the same direction, they're out. And it starts at the top. And it's really scary. Well, how do I do that? And a few examples of that. And I learned some of this from Cody, who's my partner on the solar side and a fellow mentor in the Pitch Pro movement. I'm looking for my phone and it's right there. We use Slack internally. You guys can have any communication channel you want, but I'll share how we do it. Slack, we have a wig. Every morning, everyone posts their wildly important goal for the day, and it has to be something that they can control, okay? So I'm gonna go make a sale today. You can't control that. Not one person in this room can control if they make a sale, because not one of you can control whether a customer signs with you. But what you can control is when you say, hey, my number one thing I'm gonna focus on is when I'm doing this when I pitch at the door, overcoming objections three times before I'm out of the house. So if a homeowner says, thanks for coming out, we'll call you if we're interested, I'm gonna lean into that three times with three different questions before leaving, and that will create that habit. So again, something in control. Then we have group accountability, so everybody sees who's up, who's working, and what time. Then, at the end of every day, there's a sales report. My team, what we post is our sales total dollar amounts, the number of customers, the number of appointments they had, their no-shows, and then the number of new appointments booked on their calendar. For you, that could be the number of doors knocked, and or the number of appointments generated, the number of deals closed, and deal value. And if you're Storm, you can just count them as contingencies. Every day that's posted, and now everybody sees what everybody's doing. And then every...
Posted on Slack?
In Slack, in a channel, dedicated channel.
You're tracking the sales rabbit, the TKs and all that?
What was that?
Are you tracking door knocks through sales
It depends. If you're in a position to use SalesRabbit or Spotio, do that. If you're not, because there's some folks that are 1099, they don't want to be dabbling with that software because of the tracking and yada yada. But yes, that can be there. My point, however you track it, is the details. The key point is that we have group accountability on what am I focusing on today, what my day look like. Because when you have a culture of people who are hustling, you know other people are watching, it'll raise the bar. Pressure is a good thing. I do better under pressure myself. And I think most good salespeople do. The people that don't want pressure are coasters, and I don't do coasters. I don't do coasters and I don't do part-timers. Sorry if there's part-timers in this room. I don't do part-timers. They're a waste of my time. Go all in or get all out. That's my view. Sorry for the people I just pissed off. And hopefully that's the people that said, why am I doing this part-time? The rare exception, I work with a lot of firefighters that refuse to stop firefighting because it's like their passion and love. But it's funny because the couple that I work with are multi-million dollar salespeople and it's like part-time. I'm like, you could stop risking your life every day. But anyway, and then every Friday, everyone's required to do a weekly report. So these are different channels in Slack. The WIG, sales, and then it's called weekly reports. And everyone does an after action report that goes like this. What did I do well this week? Forces them to look back and coach themselves. I do them after every single event. Every event I do an after action report when I'm on my flight home. So I write down what I did well. I wrote down what I could do differently, which I'll tell you the common themes. Stop cursing so much on stage, okay? Stop saying stupid things on stage. Make sure I'm set up and prepared. Oh, I forgot to hit this piece in this order. Number 4 was my after action report from last time. I failed to go into some of the depth and detail of why we need to say yes. So it was a correction for this time, okay? And then what I can, I'll do, from what I can do better, I pick one thing and that's my action plan for next week. So then the team has something to focus on. So Melissa, for example, on my team, her action item was to have more energy on her calls and more enthusiasm. Matt's was to follow the system. Kennedy's, I can't remember, but I just gave her feedback on it. So when what this ends up doing is raising the bar, and I realized I got pissed when my team wasn't performing, and I realized that it was 100% my fault. So the mistakes I made was not having clear expectations, not getting in the trenches with them, and then tolerating subpar performance. The fix, have structure, have group accountability, tolerate nothing but that, and then the right people will join your team. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show. But if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating and a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants. Things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone. Because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, But folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline, well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303-222-7133.